from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Traffic brought to you by Renner Garage Door, R-E-N-N-E-R, forward and back, checking 435. You're moving at posted speeds or better all around the metro, and that includes the Cordell and Cordell Construction Zone at Stadium Drive. Whether you need a new Smart LiftMaster opener, service repair, or brand new garage door, Renner Garage Door has you covered. Locally owned, top rated, R-E-N-N-E-R, forward and back, RennerDoor.com, touchdown Renner. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
We've joined in a league.
There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
We blazed our own trail and staked our claim at the top.
Kansas City, you've got a champion!
But we know there's another level to reach. A chance to be one of one. And the truth is, never been done. Has never seen a team like this. Back-to-back world championships established our reputation. But now, it's about legacy. The task in front of us may seem insurmountable, but that's how we want it. It's another summit waiting for someone to plant their flag and claim it. So no matter what stands in our way, just know everything's impossible until it isn't. And we have history to make.
I mean, duct tape it to your leg.
Woo!
Welcome to the opening night of football, and it just so happens to be here in Kansas City.
I love the fact that we get opening night every year, right?
Yeah. Every year.
Not only because we're winning every Super Bowls, year. But man, having that opening night game. Can you imagine sitting like Pittsburgh this morning going, we got to wait till Sunday to play whoever we got coming up, the Falcons or whatever it is. Like,
imagine
we get
all
this
those,
game going, man.
Imagine all those nerds. They're like, what's going to be the schedule next year? Well, we know that the opening game is going to be in Kansas City against somebody.
It's funny you say that. I was at the J yesterday. Yesterday, working out, and I was thinking about today's game, right? And I'm like, okay, Thursday night. Just ironic that the Royals had an open day on a homestand on a Thursday night when the regular season started. And I was going to look at next year's schedule for the Royals. It's already out. To see if that first Thursday after Labor Day is an off day or if the Royals may happen to be on the road. So if anybody can pull up that 2025 schedule, I didn't get around to it yesterday because I forgot about it. But I was that's what I was thinking about yesterday. I'm like, I wonder if the Royals are home on this date next year, because if they're not, well, then book it, folks. It's already over. The Kansas City Chiefs have won your three-peat because they're keeping that Thursday night open, and it just didn't magically happen that way, right? Because you know the leagues meet with their teams and they say where do you want your schedule, games, all that kind of stuff. They're able to have that input, and I'm sure the Chiefs or the Royals are looking at that Chiefs schedule for next year, going, all right, the Thursday after Labor Day, we either better have an off day or we better be on the road, because there's a good chance there's a Thursday night game that's going to be taking place at Arrowhead Stadium. So that's your first inkling of the script to see what happens. Are the Royals here next year on that Thursday night, or do they start the season? Do you have the schedule, Max?
Yeah, they're going to have to change their schedule because they're here against the Angels. They're going to have to make an audible there.
They're going to have to make it. What time is that game scheduled for? Do they have the game times yet?
No game times.
So, yeah, you can't even. Is that the last game of a series?
That's the last game of a series.
So it'll probably be a day game, but even still with that situation, they will probably have to. Is that Monday open, Labor Day, before the that Thursday night game? They have an off day there?
The fly.
Yeah, just real quick.
I don't think they play Labor Day.
Okay, they don't play Labor Day.
So no game Labor Day.
Okay, so they'll be playing Labor Day. That Thursday will be open.
Move it all back.
And so there you go.
And Mike Trout won't be there.
And no, God no, he'll be hurt in April of next year.
God, you hate to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you talk about a wasted talent.
Somebody in the text line, we got a lot of people chiming in. I hope you're there. If you're not, I'll be here till 10, and I'll make sure we get you there. Dan and KCK, he's there. Bob. Dusty, Chiefs will shut down Derrick Henry. Going to Union Station this morning. Seen a lot of people. My buddy Blair, he's out there. Saw the Chiefs Kingdom stuff. Everybody's getting into the wave of it because this Chiefs team is so packed with excitement. Everyone's a family in this place. And this is why every year they're a favorite. Chemistry, team building, team bonding. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce. This is why we always give up on the Jets because of this topic.
The Jets, yeah. Like, if you're looking for something to do today, too, go meet Christian Okoye at the Westin from 2 to 4. He's going to have his book being signed, and you can get an autographed book from Christian Okoye. His new book is out. Free samples offered by Holiday Distillery as well. Plus, their featured cocktail, the Nigerian Nightmare, will be available. So 2 to 4 at Skies at the Sheridan in KC Mo. If you're down at Union Station, you're looking for something to do, you want to meet Christian Okoye, go ahead and do that today from 2 until 4. That's something else to do to get excited and get ready for what's going to be the biggest game of the year. I really do believe that. The biggest home game of the year, in my opinion, is this one. It's against Baltimore. Can Joe Burrow throw a football? That's going to be the most interesting game of the slate over the weekend, is seeing if Joe Burrow can throw the football. Good news for them. They got Ja'Marr Chase back. Everybody's saying he wouldn't be able to play if he didn't show up on Wednesday night. Nonsense, but they got him back. So it's going to be crazy, man. This weekend's going to be wild. A lot is going to be proven in week one of this NFL season, and we'll all have our minds made up about what we think about teams week one, especially the Jets, who you got to wait for Monday night to watch that narcissistic mess.
Well, which is crazy because when they go out to do the coin toss, only one guy will go out there because they only have one captain, and it's Aaron Rodgers. If that doesn't scream narcissism, sociopathic vibes, that's why the Jets are going to suck, because they put all their chips in the hat for a guy that cares nothing about a team but just himself.
That's right.
Aaron Rodgers has given us plenty of signs in the past that he's narcissistic. This couldn't be more than one. I'm sure there's somebody in New York that could be like, Dusty, chill out. The reason they do this is because it's what I don't care. Like, if the Jets organization was like, hey, we want to make you our sole captain on offense. You're the quarterback and you're the coach of your team. You say, no, we got Garrett Wilson here. He's good. Breece Hall, fantasy goers. Breece Hall, big year upcoming for him. He should be involved with this. Why don't they have an offensive lineman there?
Nah. Not one offensive player other than Rodgers.
Nah. We'll get a guy who's played 3 snaps in our organization.
And he's not even the best offensive player on the team, right? Like, you just named all those guys who I would take over Aaron Rodgers any day of the week. But that is as narcissistic as you can be as a football player. And when the Jets go down in flames, which they will because, well, they're the Jets, people are going to go, I can't believe this happened. And we can go, no, we can believe it happened because you have a quarterback who believes that he is bigger than the organization. And that's where we're so lucky to have Patrick as well, guys. I mean, like, he has never thought of himself bigger than the organization. He's taken team-friendly deals. He does everything to keep the guys around. And it's all about the organization. It's all about what he can do for Kansas City. It's all about what he can do for the Chiefs. And then you got Aaron Rodgers out here after he put his toe down that he was licking before the coin toss, going out there as the only offensive captain. And I just think, like, people can say, oh, the team votes on all of that kind of stuff. I guarantee you Aaron Rodgers went to Robert Saleh and said, I will be the only offensive captain on the team this year. 100%.
I am the captain now.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds
me of. You haven't been here. Like, literally, you have not been here for 2 years, and you want to be the captain of this football team. Just because you're the quarterback doesn't mean you have to be the captain of the team. But, I mean, like, Daniel Jones is a captain in New York as well, which is beyond me. But every quarterback seemingly gets that C. Just because you're the quarterback doesn't mean you're the captain of that team. And I just think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the reason why the Jets fail instead of the reason why the Jets have a little bit of success.
Another captain was announced, Bo Nix, Mac Morey's guy, the captain in Denver. Geez.
Yeah, again, well, this guy hasn't played a minute, but he's the quarterback, and so
he's also the oldest guy on the team, so it makes
true.
Sense.
True, that is, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Well done. Yeah. Nicely played.
No, but see, I this is two different stories, and I can't believe that I'm going to say that I agree with Denver in their decision-making. When you're a struggling franchise, and you went out and drafted a quarterback who your coach liked, and your coach is known, I guess, to be a quarterback's guy, if you want the team and the city and the ownership to believe in what you're doing, you've got to hype up your guy.
You've got to do it. They're just a hype train, yeah.
And Bo Nix is a guy that I think he's going to be okay in this role. I think he's going to be okay as, like, this is our quarterback moving forward. Now, it could go completely south with Bo Nix, but the guy played 9 years in college, at least seven, and he's played in big stages in college football. Now, again, he's not been into the league yet, right? Like,
he's older than Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm. he's I think, the same age as Justin Herbert, and Herbert's been in the league for 4 years.
Isn't Bo Nix only 23, though? Didn't we look that up?
I think he's 24.
Back, right?
I think he's 24.
How old's Herbert?
Like 24, 25.
Is he really that young?
He came out when he was 21, been in the league 4 years, so he's like 25.
So he's been in the league this long, and he's still an under 500 quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, he's 26. Yeah, 26. Bo Nix is 24.
24,
yeah.
Okay.
And he'll turn, 25 in February. So, yeah, 24.
24, yeah.
We'll get to Ben Maller in a little bit, but we'll talk about this matchup tonight for half a second before we get to our guy, BM. Was there anybody, would you want anybody but Baltimore tonight?
No, absolutely
you
not.
You want the rematch in your house?
Yeah, you want the biggest game. Yeah, like last year when they rolled out Detroit, I understand why they did that. They wanted to roll out Detroit, literally roll out Detroit to America because everybody was talking about Dan Campbell. They finished hot at the end of the season. They were an up-and-coming team. I get why they were on the Chiefs schedule. And if I'm not mistaken, like last year, the Chiefs home schedule wasn't all that appealing, right? I mean, you did have Buffalo and you did have Cincinnati on the schedule, but sometimes they like to save those games for the end. And you always want to think about who that home opener is going to be. And the first year they won the Super Bowl, we saw the Houston Texans come in and get mollywopped in that COVID game. And that was the opener. Then we had the Lions as the opener. And this year we get the Ravens, as that hometown team opener. And I think that's the right way to do it, because that AFC championship game, I think, was a very compelling football game, right? Mm-hmm. I think all of America enjoyed that football game. And the NFL is a business. They're all about generating TV dollars. They're all about getting eyeballs on TV. What's going to get people to watch opening night more? Obviously, people are going to be tuned in for opening night, but if it's the Chiefs versus the Chargers or the Chiefs versus the Broncos or the Chiefs versus the Raiders, the eyeballs probably aren't coming to the TV set that are the ancillary kind of common sports fan. But you've got a rematch of the AFC championship game. You got Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. Like, God, if you don't have goosebumps right now, like, this game gives you everything that you want. Two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, two of the best coaches in the NFL, two of the best teams in the NFL played a compelling AFC championship game that the Chiefs ended up winning. Like, they're dropping a banner. It's rubbing it in the face of Baltimore, who has to stand there and watch this. Like, Taylor Swift maybe sings the national anthem tonight. Like, who knows what's going to take place in this game and what's going to happen, because that's why you do Baltimore. You do it because it is the best team that you could possibly put on the schedule going into week one. And then after week one, it's a crapshoot. We don't know what's going to happen. There's going to be teams that are going to be good that we're not talking about. There's teams that we think are going to be good that are going to be bad. You come out of the gate firing with this one. It's a perfect matchup for Kansas City.
Does Baltimore have an advantage that this is not a playoff game?
No, I don't think Baltimore has the advantage at all. I think if you're Baltimore, you have to try to find a way to block out all this noise. You have to try to find a way to block out all this noise and figure out a way to get it done on banner night. Ben Maller joins us here on 96.5 The Fan. And Ben, I got the Chiefs winning tonight 72-0, my friend. What do you think?
Well, that's a bold take by you, Bob. Way to get the NFL season started right. So I look at it through the eyes of a degenerate handicapper. And I actually do like the Chiefs. I don't like them by 72 points, but they should win. And I think they'll win by about a touchdown tonight. Although, if you look at all of the sharp money, it's on Baltimore. The Ravens have been a great play for gamblers over the years. But having this amount of time, especially considering what happened last year to the Chiefs early in the year when they didn't get off to the greatest start, I think that's still in the back of their mind. They're the key guys, Andy Reid, Mahomes, and those guys. So they are going to correct the sin of last year. And there are some guys out tonight, but I want to see what Xavier Worthy can do and some of these other new guys. And I think the Chiefs will get it done. And will they be able to slow down Derrick Henry, who's a thousand yard rusher back in the day with Tennessee, who's also starting to slow down, but he's making his debut for the Ravens. So there's a lot of storylines and whatnot, but I do like the Chiefs to win this game by about a touchdown.
It's funny you bring up Derrick Henry, because I was just, you know, going down rabbit holes last night before this game, thinking of like things that maybe we're not talking about. Maybe we're blinded by the Chiefs colored glasses. I didn't know Derrick Henry was only 30. Like, I feel like he should be at least 37 as long as he's been in the NFL, but he's 30 years old, like still got a couple years of youth in him. Is there any, like, should we be worried about Derrick Henry in Kansas City, or is it time of his career where it's like, he's going to get you your 60, 70 yards and maybe a touchdown and that's it?
Yeah, I'm not really worried. I don't look at the Ravens and say, well, they got Derrick Henry now. They're definitely going to be that much better and, you know, tangibly better because of Derrick Henry. Because he is young enough, but this is one thing the nerds got right. There's a certain number of touches, rushes, and catches a running back gets. I think it's like 2,500. And once you cross that threshold, if you look at the comps, your production goes down. So every once in a while, there's an outlier that defies the statistic. But Derrick Henry is past that threshold, which, from what I've heard, is one of the reasons the Tennessee Titans were not exactly motivated to bring him back, even though he was a franchise legend. But he is in great shape, and there are guys that are the exception to the rule. But I look at the Ravens, and they're the same team they have been. I don't think they're any different. They're a good regular season team, but Lamar Jackson's got kryptonite in the playoffs. And until he proves that that is not the case, I think the Ravens are just a regular season team that is beatable in the playoffs. But this is a much bigger game for them than it is, obviously, the Chiefs. Right? I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, it's, you know, 17, you only get 17 games. But for the Ravens, it's a chance to say, hey, you know, we're going to get payback and we'll see these guys again down the line. And this is a big opportunity to make an early statement in the NFL season.
Well, it's also big, too, Ben, for the Chiefs, because you get the Ravens and then you get Cincinnati. You start this thing off 2-0 by beating the Ravens in Cincinnati. You've basically stiff-armed the rest of the AFC competition. And by the middle of September, everybody's going, damn, the Chiefs already got the one seed locked up.
Yeah, you're in great shape, and the Bengals have been a terrible team early in the season. Joe Burrow, that's like the one weak spot on his resume is the first 2 weeks of the year. I think he's 1-7, the Bengals are, with Burrow the first couple weeks of the year. You'd think they'd improve to 2-7 because they play the Patriots this weekend. But yeah, for the Chiefs, yeah, if you can beat the Ravens and have the tiebreaker against them and the tiebreaker against the Bengals, and you're looking around, you're like, who else is there? Maybe there'll be a surprise team like the Chargers that has a really good year. I don't think Buffalo's as good in the AFC. And then, you know, all those other teams around the Bengals will probably just knock each other off, like Pittsburgh and whatnot. So yeah, I mean, it's obviously a big opportunity, but from the big picture for the Ravens, they're like, hey, you know, we can put our, you know, mark our territory here.
Is there something tonight that, like, if you see it in this game, and it's like from the Chiefs perspective, like Mahomes hits Xavier Worthy on the first play with like a 70-yard touchdown. I'm just hypothetical here. That's like how Bob thinks the first score is going to happen. But if that does happen, which it could happen, is that going to be one of those moments where like Ben sits back and goes, oh God, here we go again. Another year of Chiefs dominance.
Well, I don't have any skin in the game, Dusty, but I, as a talk show host, I always go to the negative. So I say, Mahomes throws 4 interceptions tonight. Oh my God, he's lost it. You know, that's always the angle. Or Lamar Jackson fumbles 5 times, you know, something ridiculous along those lines. Like, I'm always looking at that. But yeah, we know, I mean, how this is going to work on social media. The Chiefs come out and matriculate the ball down the field, go 90 yards, and Worthy has a big touchdown play, and then, you know, break the internet. You know, it's not fair. Why did the Chiefs get this guy? You know, how dare Buffalo help the Chiefs out? You know, that whole rant will be out there, and you know, rightfully so, because the Chiefs won and they had second-rate wide receivers last year. So, I mean, you put better receivers there, they should be better. Mahomes was a middle-of-the-pack quarterback last year statistically by the nerd numbers. I think he was the 14th-ranked quarterback in the NFL last year, and he had almost no one to throw the ball to other than Travis Kelce. So you give him a couple of decent receivers, he's right back in the top 5 of the NFL, and then the defense, you've still got most of the core there. They did lose a couple of guys, but you got most of the core. And so, yeah, you're set up. You're hitting the ground running for sure.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 610, or not 610 anymore, 96.5 The Fan. You can hear the Chiefs here tonight on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. So the biggest story going into the NFL season for me, obviously the Aaron Rodgers noises out there. I really think this Tom Brady thing is going to be so fascinating to watch. A, if he's any good. B, if he lasts more than a couple of weeks. C, if this Raiders ownership comes in. Like, I've never seen a guy who's not playing a game take so much attention away from what's going on in the NFL this year.
It would be one of the great upsets if Brady is good at television. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would be any good at this. Now, maybe I'll be proven wrong here, but he's the antithesis of like a Charles Barkley, who's the gold standard for ex-athlete who becomes a broadcaster, who's self-deprecating, and he's willing to attack everybody. Brady doesn't seem like he's any of those things. And he's spent his entire career trying to not be entertaining. And now all of a sudden you're supposed to be entertaining. That's a pretty tough avenue to navigate if you're Brady. And I do give him credit. We talked about this, I come on with you every week and we've talked about this in the past. He's got the ultimate audible in his back pocket. If he sucks as a broadcaster, he can say, hey, I can't pass up the Raider thing. I got to go to the Raider thing. And he's got that in his back pocket. So he's really set up. Or maybe he'll just go follow Bill Belichick on Instagram or something like that. If that's entertaining, right? Why not? What the heck? That wasn't choreographed at all, was it, guys? That wasn't some Manhattan PR firm helping Belichick out. Not in the least. Not at all. No way. Jose, no.
I think the reason he got Instagram is because he's dating a 25-year-old and they want to put up pictures for everyone to see. He didn't do it for the media. She was just like, babe, I've got all these pictures to upload and I can't tag you in them. And everybody knows it's you. Get Instagram.
Instagram's great,
by the way.
Oh, yeah, I give Belichick credit, man, because, I thought he would try to hide from it because, it's a little awkward for some people, but he's like fully embracing it. He's like, he's not hiding at all. He's not bashful Bill at all. But that video, if you go to Belichick's Instagram page, we were trying to count how many edits they did when he did that. Hey, I'm here on Instagram. And he had all these lines that were written up by some PR firm somewhere, and he was repeating them. And you could tell every line, after every line he was editing it, somebody was editing it and putting it up. It was pretty entertaining. Belichick, are there any jobs left for guys like us? He's got 8 jobs now. 8 different gigs Belichick has in the media. That's pretty good, right?
It's wild for a guy who had 2-word answers and was not affable. It wasn't like you were getting, Pete Carroll or something like that, an energetic type of guy. But what I've seen so far, he's been kind of entertaining. I think it's going to be good with the Manning brothers and see what he can do on Monday nights.
It is fascinating. I've had conversations with old grizzled sports writers. I'm sure you guys have heard it from other people too. It's like one of the real blind spots in our business is the people that are terrible with the media who then become part of the media. It's fascinating, right? The people that treat the media like dog poop and then end up in the media. I got a great story for you. So when Shannon Sharp was playing in the NFL, I had him on my radio show. It was before the Super Bowl. And he tells me, he says, I asked him who he thought was going to win the Super Bowl. He wasn't playing in it. And he tells me, he says, listen, I don't watch football. I don't like football. I don't watch sports. He's now had, a 15-year career on television as a sports commentator on those debate shows. So it's a wacky, wacky world. But, yeah, Belichick, I'll agree with you. Belichick's been great. He's trying to redefine himself. He's playing grab ass with Pat McAfee, the clowning around with Peyton Manning. So he's trying to prove that he's not an old curmudgeon, that he's got a softer side.
All right, Ben, before we let you get out of here, you got the Super Bowl pick on Thursday before the regular season. We're holding you to it all season long. If you say it now, you've got to carry it through the whole season, no matter who gets hurt. What's your pick?
So they've been playing the Super Bowl since the 1960s, and I'm gonna be Chalky McChalk here. And I'm not sucking up now because you're on the FM dial at all. But 3 in a row. I'm going with the Chiefs to get it done again, and everyone will be really upset. You think they're upset now at the Chiefs? Wait until they win another Super Bowl, and they'll be like, oh, this is not fair. This is not right. And will we get those Andy Reid stories? Is he going to retire after 3 straight Super Bowl wins? Keep an eye on that down the line. But, yeah, I don't see anyone better than the Chiefs. So why? I know it's better radio to pick some wild card team, but The Chiefs are the top.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.